Marky was complaining that Ross had taken his grape, and Ross said, "The reason why I took the grape is because I didn't have any." And Marky said, "You took my grape." And then Ross said, "Don't worry, Mark. There's some more." Right?
Are they bad?
Who? The grapes?
You. Are there any more?
Are there dad? Oh, are there dad? Yeah, there are more grapes. Sure.
Then may I have some?
Hmm. No, you're going to finish your dinner first.
Here's some rye bread.
Hmm?
No, not now, Ron. You told us about, Lone, about that.
No, first we eat the dinner. That's all there is to it.
I haven't tasted any.
Neither have I. I haven't had any either.
I like it.
We have to finish the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mom, you can push peanut butter and jelly
sandwiches.
Peas, you can eat peas, you can eat.
The rest of the wine and you can have a beer.
I said, you know how big little parents talk, little babies talk about their parents? They say, gaga, goo goo. This is at the end of the Flintstones.
Right here.
Okay. When did this happen, Ross?
Right now.
Pebbles did that?
Yeah.
Okay, here's your peas now. We'll finish those. There's a lot of food, huh? What would you like? A little apple juice?
No.
I was talking to Ross this morning about why Mandy, oh, today's December 4th, why, actually December 5th, sorry, no, 4th, okay, December 4th, and why Mandy was such a bad girl. He was also saying that Mandy was the only one that the teacher yelled at school, and I said, just a minute, Ross, I'm telling you about Mandy on the tape recorder, remember? I said this morning that Mandy was the only one that the teacher yelled at school, and I said, you know why, and that none of the other kids get yelled at because their parents love them, right? And that's why they're not bad. And then Ross said, no, I love you. That's why I'm good, right? And I said, yes, you're right. And then Ross said, well, we'll have to teach Mandy a lesson, right? What do you get, what kind of lesson?
To tell her not to hurt anybody.
Uh-huh.
And
take anybody's toys. And not take anyone. What would she do if she were in our house?
That's what Marky's doing to me.
Just like Mandy. Right. That's right. Just like Marky's doing to you. Good. Right. That's a good example of what Mandy does, isn't it?
Marky does the same thing as Mandy does to me.
Yeah, it's true. What do you do when that happens?
I run away from her.
No. You know what you should do? Let her take the toys and find something else to play with.
Just I'll get away. Find my phone.
Yeah, let her take the toy and go away, and then later on she'll put the toy down.
No.
Okay. Well, okay, now the other thing was Ross was upstairs, and we were looking at the tapes, and I said, this is Wonder Woman. Oh, this is Fred Flintstones. And Ross said, no, it's Wonder Woman because it's got a big one on it, right?
A big two.
A big two on it, yeah. And he was quite right. He could tell his, he can tell his two white tapes apart, his Wonder Woman and his, well, actually has three. Wonder Woman, Countdown, the Count Counts, and Fred Flintstones are all white, right?
Three of them are white.
Which ones are white?
Wonder Woman, Count, Fred Flintstones.
And how do you know which one you got?
Which is rich.
How do you know which ones you got? What do you look for?
Wonder Woman.
How do you know you got Wonder Woman?
Because you bought it.
No, you had the big. No, it has the big number two on it. How do you tell the difference between Wonder Woman and Fred Flintstones?
They have the same number and the same color.
Okay. What? Which ones are red? What tapes do you have that are red?
That's from Mickey Mouse.
That's orange.
But
which ones are red?
I call orange red. I call red.
I know you do. And what do you have that's red? Real red.
Red.
What kind of tapes do you have that are really red?
The Vomit
and one more.
And Mother
Goose Rhymes. Okay. And what tapes do you have that are black?
Yeah, on a car.
Two. One. Okay, what does it say? Just think about it. Well, yeah, what's the name of the tape that you have that's black?
Boy with the drum.
Boy with the drum, and what, you have one more. What about the one?
And Happy Days.
And Happy Days, and...
When I Grow Up.
Those are all on the black tape, but there's one other thing that's on a black tape.
What?
Empire Strikes Back. Is on black. Okay, and what do you have that's on blue?
Brown?
Yeah. No. What are some of the Charlie Brown tapes you have?
Stupid Compose.
Mm-hmm.
Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. What else? Detective All Story.
Stars.
All Stars.
Got
hiccups. Yeah? Poor boy. Okay, and Detective Story.
Yeah.
And a Short Summer. And what do you have that's orange? What tapes do you have that are orange? Very good, just one. And do you need more tapes? And are you going to get some in the mail?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know what?
What?
My first one tape is from a new friend.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a nice one.
I have new friends.
New orange friends, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Here is the
Ross. Ross, he said, want more apple juice, and then Ross followed him and said, want more apple juice, and I said, that's not apple juice, that's orange. What is that? I said, and Ross said, I'm just pretending I'm Marky. In other words, I wasn't really saying it was apple juice. I was just saying what Marky was saying, right? And Marky and Ross were fooling around the cookies, and Ross told Mark to unhand the cookie.
Unhand the cookie. Right?
I mean, take it out of your hand. What did it mean, Ross?
It means get that out of your mouth, you got.
Right. And unhand it. In other words, take it out of your hand. And also, he said, watch out, you're going to get electricity. You're going to get electricity. What did you say, Ross? What was going to happen to Marky? What would happen to Mark if he touched that?
How would he get killed?
What would happen to him? What's the name of it? Right. What's in that? I said that Christmas is a time for piggy hands, or piggy fingers or something, and Ross said, no, Christmas is a time when Santa downs the roof. And I said, say it again. He said, Christmas is a time when Santa goes down the roof. Right, Ross?
And that's what I'm doing. I'm Santa Claus.
You finished with your milk?
Yeah.
Finished with your roll?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll finish your roll.
I'm not really.
No, you're a little out.
Well, this is me.
How many people like this boy? Me, you too? Marky likes them too. I bet the other people like them too.
And then Daddy.
Yeah.
And then Raffy.
I bet your grandma and grandpa like them.
And my mama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my mama.
Mm-hmm.
Variations on the life.
And my mama.
He said my Marky, and then he changed it to my Rocky.
My Marky.
Then he did the my Marky.
My Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy.
What's your name? What's your name, little boy?
Marky.
What's his name?
Marky.
What's your mommy's name?
Mommy.
Mary Mommy. I put Ross up on top of the mantle, on top of the fireplace. And I said, look, Ross, you're so big. And he said, no, Daddy, I don't like it up here. Look at my feet. In other words, look at my feet and see they're not touching the floor.
I'm not really big. Did you say I'm not really big? What'd you say?
I'm not big.
Look at my feet.
I'm not big.
You said I'm not big. Look at my feet.
I'm not big.
That's evidence, right?
I'm not big.
You're cute, Mark.
I'm not big.
No, I want to get.
You want to tell it a story?
I want to get tall.
Okay, we'll play back then. Forever and ever.
Never ever.
Never ever.
No.
Never ever.
No.
No. Marky? No. What's the tin cat's name?
No.
Marky, what's the tin cat's name?
Tin cat.
Titi.
No.
Titi.
No, Titi.
No. Russ was watching TV when we were getting ready to go to see Santa down at the mall. And Russ said, you know what? I think it's so sunny to go out. And he said, you think it's too sunny? Is it too bright for you? He said, no, it's all right. No, he said, it's all right. In other words, he misused so sunny to go out, as in, he really just meant, it's so sunny and it's nice to go out when it's sunny. Not, it's too sunny to go out. Or there's something wrong with being sunny. Right? I guess what he really wanted to say is, such a nice day, we should go out, and such are related, of course. This is such a nice cake. This is so nice a cake. This cake is so nice, right?
It's such a sunny day to go out.
Yeah, the day is so sunny, we should go out. But anyway, I think it's so and such are related.
We're going to see Santa Claus, and I said, and Ross said, I thought we were going to take the cat. And I said, that's an interesting idea. And he said, interesting, but strange.
Ross said they have sharing every day, and I said, yeah, I think he's right. And he said, earlier we had said they had sharing only on Wednesday. And he said, no, they have sharing every day. And he said, yes, they do, because I've seen them. You never see them. And that's right, of course. I never go to preschool, so I never see them, right? Does your daddy ever go to preschool?
Mm-mm.
Has he ever seen Sherry?
Mm-mm.
You sure? Maybe I look in the back of the window.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm looking in through the window. Is my curl showing?
Ross said that he was Superman, and then he saw me kissing and said I wanted to kiss him and give him love. And then he didn't give it to me. And then he decided he wanted to give me love, and he said, I'm not Superman, I'm Ross. Right?
But I'm just pretending I'm Superman.
Okay. And then he said, what are you going to show? And then he's going to take this. He said, I'm going to take this cape. He went on explaining, I'm going to take this cape to preschool. And Mrs. Huck is going to see it, and so on. I see. Also, also yesterday, which was the 7th. Today is the 8th, I believe. Let's see. Yeah. Yesterday, which was the 7th. They were passing by a flag, and Russ said, we're in America. You know what? He said, you know what? We're in America. I said, how do you know? And he said, he looked at the flag on the Churchill townhouse, and he said, I said, you mean the flag?
America.
Are you in America too, Marcy? Good.
America.
And he said, Pittsburgh. Then Russ said, Pittsburgh must be in Denver. I mean, Pittsburgh must be in America. And I said, yeah. He said, you know what else is in America too? And I said, yeah. You mean Denver? He said, yeah. And I said, does Hungary have American flag? He said, no. Okay, so anyway, he was judging if something is America by whether there was the presence of the American flag.
I think it just dawned on Ross what dying meant, and he's downstairs saying, I don't want to die for a long time. This is on the way home, and crying. I never want to die, Mommy, never, never. And the thing that brought this all up was he asked me. I was telling a story about my mom. He asked where was my mom. I said, my mom had died. And she said, how did he die? And I said, died cancer and all that stuff. And anyway, it dawned on him. I said, oh, he said, what is dying like? And I said, well, what do you mean? And anyway, so I said that dying was not living. You stop living. And that's when he said that he didn't want to die.
Ross and Mark were arguing about who gets the apple juice, I think, and Ross said, not you, me. I'm the only one who asked for it.
Ross said, you know that girl with scissors is called cut. That girl with scissors is called pretty cut and draw. And this is, I think this is some little doll on TV, right? And you pull her hair out and you can keep on cutting it. Huh?
I'll pull it. Can I pull it?
Will you make it? Will you be able to not spill?
I think I will. It's real. And I'll be in.
Probably you won't spill it, huh?
Because I'm real
big. Want some help? Oh, right. Thanks, Bill.
I'm here.
That's just too big for you.
A lot.
That's enough. Just start, and I'll leave you more.
I want to go up here.
Okay. A little earlier, Ross said, the Hulk needs a woman, or the need, Hulk needs a girlfriend. Hulk's girlfriend we call Hulk woman, right? And then he said, the Hulk needs a girlfriend. We'll call her Hulk woman, right?
Yeah, because that's her name.
Mm-hmm. Is she a real person? Oh, sorry. He said, the Hulk needs a girlfriend, so we'll call her Hulk woman. And this is one of the first cases of arguing a consequence from a need that I know of. Yes, this second one. Also, the second time around, he said, we'll call her instead of we'll call his girlfriend. Sort of I think the second case is a little better, where it was clear that it was his girlfriend. You don't need to say his girlfriend, you say her. But that was in his second time he said that. Ross dropped the butter off the knife and he said, may I use the knife to put it on? And he dropped the butter off and he said, okay, I'll butter it back on. That was, I'll put the butter back on the knife. Mm-hmm. And he heard me saying that and he said, that's my way of saying, I'll put the butter back on the knife. It's a clear case of his knowledge of that a neologism is a way of saying. Also, we were listening to some tapes in the car, and Ross said, I've had it with that. I've had enough of the tape that you had on. Yeah. Ross told me about the preschool, and he said, yes, I told you, and he gave me a deep look. And now he said, I've got to close my eyes to think. And he's thinking real hard right now about preschool. Okay, now tell me the story. Tell me about what's going on in preschool.
I don't think about it.
Try again. Close your eyes real hard and see if you can remember what happened at preschool. After lunch today, what happened?
After lunch, we went. But we were singing songs. Then we were in
physical
development room.
Invisible what?
Physical development room.
Oh yeah, the physical development room, yeah.
The gym room is the physical development room.
Right.
And then we went to the bathroom. Then we ate lunch. After that, we ate snacks.
You're wonderful, Ross. You've got a good memory. But do you remember, did you play any games with anybody?
Yeah.
Who is your best friend today?
Jolly, uh-huh. And Nana.
And Nana, uh-huh. And what did you do with them? Can't remember. What did Richie do today? Was he there?
Yeah.
Wasn't he? He's not your best friend anymore, right? How come? He is sometimes your best friend?
Yeah, but he's not anymore.
He used to be. Who does he play with now? Who does Richie play with?
The other Richie.
Oh, the two Richies play together?
Because they're both called Richie.
And so they play with each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who does Mandy play with?
Little Mark.
Little baby Mark?
No, not my Mark.
The big Mark.
The big Mark.
Is he nice?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. And who's Diana play with?
Ryan.
Ryan?
But she was right here before.
She never comes anywhere, does she? And who does Ryan play with?
I always told you that.
Oh, Diana.
Diana.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
But does he play with anybody else?
I can't remember.
Yeah, does he ever play with Billy?
Mm-hmm. Billy's my friend.
I think he's a nice guy.
He plays on my phone.
There you go.
Can I get over?
No, finish your cheese first. Need more butter? That's a hard bread, isn't it?
Yeah. We were talking about Courtney. I said, tell me about Courtney. Is she a girl? Yeah. And I said, is she good? I said, yeah, but to the girl, to the boys, she does bad things. To the girls, she does good things. She only does good things to the girls.